Okay, I hope it's working. Good afternoon. I would like to thank your invitation. My name is Cornel Almasi, and I'm the director of the Budapest Road Maintenance Company. I will speak about the intelligent transport system in Budapest. I would like to say something about the situation. The situation is really poor. We have got huge traffic every day on developed road network. We are missing some bridge at the Danube. Not enough metro lines. Also missing vehicular overpass and underpass at the junctions. And we have got an underdeveloped ITS innovation. I can say that we don't have ITS system in Budapest. Only we have very few functioning pilot ITS project, like Budapest Traffic Control Center with some traffic management function. We have got only one line, one bus line with an operating information pilot system. And we have got a ped route named ped route system. It's a pedestrian route planning system. This is the situation today. And there is some problem by why we need ITS in Budapest. You can see the entrance traffic on the border of the city. When we speak about the traffic in Budapest, we have to mention not two, but 3 million inhabitants at the metropolitan area. These 3 million people every day wants to transport by car, by bus, by public transportation. You can see the average daily traffic. We can say more than 600,000 car or bus per day. And if you see this map, for example, I live in the second district, somewhere, I don't know if it's working or not. I live somewhere here. For me, every morning is more than 50 minutes to go to the city center. So you can understand why it's so important to use a manageable ITS system. In some place, the situation is worst. This is the situation today. This is the current state. You can see a very undeveloped ITS system, which is not an ITS system. This is a traffic control center in Budapest. We have got some inputs, not enough, but the outputs are very poor. You can see here some internet possibility, but this is just a possibility. I can tell the truth that no internet communication for the public. We give some information to the media, and we have got an own company, department of the BKV, which is the public transportation company of Budapest. We called Fővinform. This department informed through the media the current situation of the transportation of Budapest. This is the function of the traffic control center of Budapest. Migra is the name and the software of the control center. And you can see some function like operating, influencing of the intersection process, display of the intersection process. We give some messages Mostly we give some messages for our engineers who can manually try to change the situation of the transport in Budapest. But you can see this system is only a classical and not ITS, transportation control center in Budapest. We have got some pilot project. We use the CONNECT project, coordination and stimulation of innovative ITS activities in Central and Eastern European countries. We have got some achievements like a parking control system in Budapest. This works only big street in Budapest, the Váci Street, so only one very small part of Budapest. And we try to introduce a floating car data system, which is also a pilot system. It's important for the input. And the second main achievement was the traffic message channel, the TMC. We give some information the TMC operator, which is the traffic nav in Budapest. And the third main achievement, I'm not very proud of it, because it's the PED route. I can tell you the truth that nobody knows in Hungary, in Budapest, that we have got a system like this. But I would like to give some information about the disadvantage of this PED route system. It was quite expensive. Nobody knows that this internet application exists. No real-time information. You can imagine it works like the Google Maps, and not more. And this was an achievement of the previous city government. But what we are planning, what is the future? We hope the Easy Way 2 development, which will focus the urban road traffic area, information services, traffic management and cooperation, and the footar system of the BKV, which deal with the public transportation area. What we are hope, a realization of traffic portal of the Budapest Traffic Control Center, development of the Budapest Traffic Control Center and extension of its controlled area. We have got more than 1,000 traffic lights in Budapest, but it's supervised only 600 of these traffic lights. We would like to supervise, and we would like to introduce adaptive traffic control system. Development of the traffic monitoring system, development of the traffic entry control system. In Budapest, no traffic entry control system. The heavy traffics go through the roads of Budapest. And we hope some income of this introduction. And we would like to create an ITS master plan of Budapest, because we don't have a master plan of the ITS. This is the future. If you compare with the previous figure, you can see the difference. You can find more inputs, more data, and I hope that we will inform all actors of the Budapest transportation, the engineers, the operators, and also the bus, lorry, and car drivers. We can say that we will inform the whole public and road transportation system. And I hope that we will have internet information, and if we see a problems at Budapest, we can try to find the solution easily. This is the plan system, which is a this is a system structure, which is a modular system. Therefore, every module can develop separately. This is the planned future. I would like to say something about the FUTAR project. This is a system of the BKV, the Budapest transportation public transportation company. This is some schematic figure of how can we imagine the system. Every bus will have an own GPS transmitter, and we would like to inform the pedestrians about the public bus transportation. This is the some words about the elements: the traffic management, passenger information, data and radio communication, and benchmarking are based on the FUTAR hardware and software. We will have a new dispatcher center. We would like to apply a bus priority. We apply bus priority also. We are applying bus priority also, but only a few lines. We would like to have a decision support model, interchange management, and dynamic passenger information. I think this is the most important goal to the public, the dynamic passenger information. The FUTAR solution for forwarding the information on the web, also via mobile device, SMS and SMS notice, at the bus stops, and on the vehicles, electronic displays, acoustic information. I would like to say something about the hopeful results of the FUTAR. Routes will follow the schedule more precisely. Let's go back. Less environment damages. If we can pursue the criteria, we hope that the public transportation will be less cars on the street, and eventually the pollution will be lower. And we hope all operators and drivers will work an innovative informatic system. We hope that this FUTAR system will introduce in the next years. You can see that in the next 2 years we are waiting from the Connect project and from the FUTAR project some very well measured results. We would like an update traffic control center. The last update of our traffic center was 10 years ago. I mentioned the supervised control area by the traffic lights, adaptive traffic control system, extensive monitoring system. We would like a real-time traffic information system, a truck entry control system, and we would like to cooperating between the related road networks maintenance. We would like to cooperating the Hungarian road company and the state motorways company, which was not working in the last years. And finally, the public transportation from the FUTAR project. We would like an up-to-date dynamic passenger information, traffic management, and we would like a more bus priority in a certain junction. We hope that we can develop our system. We have got a very big debt, and we think that if we would like to operate the Budapest transportation, we need to apply the ideas development. Thank you for your attention. Thank you.